We're the best around. One of the best, maybe not the best, but certainly not the worst. Well, almost the worst around.
Nothing's ever going to keep us down.
Many things could conceivably keep us down.
We're the worst, maybe not the worst, one of the worst.
Certainly not the worst, I've seen worse.
Around.
But not the, definitely not the best, a far cry from the best.
Around.
Many things, I mean, it would be hard to imagine a way for things not to almost certainly keep us down regularly. The Absolute Peach.
Hey up, Sither.
Last episode of season 11. Series 11?
Bagum. Yeah. One of the last, if not the last.
No, the last. It's 20.
Oh, it's the last. Is it? Is the
episode
last?
Episode 20,
oh,
right. Series 11, last show.
Wow.
I don't know what we're going to do next. I genuinely don't know.
Do you ever know?
Absolute Peach.
All right.
Here we are again.
2 weeks in a row, we're doing well.
Can I just start with this, Joe?
What?
Why are you wearing pyjama trousers? Hold on.
These are tracksuit bottoms.
Why are you wearing camouflage, skin tight...
They're not skin tight.
...pyjama trousers?
They're tracksuit bottoms.
You come in here...
Slimline.
If I'm honest, a little casual.
Comfortable.
Saunters in here... A little on the casual side, I've got to be honest.
Well, it's not Sunday
best.
Can we see the
pyjama trousers on the camera?
Oh, I don't know.
You can. You might have to stand on the seat. Look at that.
Is that, too saucy?
I mean, it's a family show.
What's wrong with those?
Is it a family show?
I don't know. It could be, but, you know, we don't want to discriminate against...
Mm.
People who don't have families. I don't have a family.
Episode 3. Is it episode 3?
Yeah.
It's not, anyway. We were talking about this before the show. It annoys me a bit. Now, Joe looks after the video side of things, right? I've always been the audio guy. And Joe looks after the video things. So I try not to interfere.
He wants to. It's hard for you, isn't it?
It annoys me a bit that we've got the numbers 1, 2, 3 in the show.
Yeah.
Because it looks like, you know, we're new... On the thing, like we've not done this before.
On the scene.
Which, YouTube-wise, yeah. I mean, why are you doing that?
Because you look at yourself all the time. You're so vain.
Whatever.
Like the narcissist Lex Luger.
I'm trying to maintain a certain level of quality. Failing. yeah, it looks like we've only just started doing this, which we have, but we've been doing this for ages. It might not seem that way.
It doesn't matter, does it?
We've been doing this for hundreds of shows.
Check your ego at the door.
Check your ego at the door, if anything.
I did.
Right.
Why do you think I'm wearing these?
I don't know. So, this came across my desk.
Oh, yeah.
Who says that?
Somebody who works in a newsroom.
All the kids are going on about this thing, and it's unbelievable. It's one of these things, like Gangnam Style, almost.
Oh, yeah.
Which just goes nuts.
Mm.
And a lot of people get it, and a lot of people don't get it.
Right.
Now,
do you have to be at a certain age to get it?
Or I don't know. Yeah, that's easy to say, isn't it? You're old, you don't get it. If you don't get it, you're old. Like, okay.
Yeah, we're not cool.
But, yeah, I'm not 21 anymore. But on the other hand, I can appreciate Gangnam Style because it's a song. It's catchy.
Yeah.
You know,
can you do
it's
the
a
dance?
Bit crazy, and it's vibrant. And it's great video, and it's great audio. You know,
wow.
You can almost dance to it,
it's
right?
Not great
in
video.
In fact, there is a dance.
Yeah,
Why not? It's funny.
It's just like a cowboy, like, wee.
Yeah, but it's unique.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Now, another thing has come along, and I'm not saying this is necessarily the same thing, but it is a stupid song.
Right.
And that is called Pen Pineapple Apple Pen. And people I work with, people I know have been going, oh, have you seen Pen Pineapple Apple Pen? It's amazing. It's just so funny. And so I caved in because I thought, I'm not going to watch this. I can't be bothered. Eventually I caved in. I had a look and I noticed how many views it's got, right? It's got three. But when I last looked at this, it had 3.1 million views.
Wow.
That was about, oh, I don't know, that was about 4 hours ago. It's now got 3.25 million views. So it's at 150,000 views in the space of a few hours, right?
Popular then.
And it's 51 seconds long. What causes that to become so popular?
Because it's just so stupid. That's what people like
YouTube
these days.
Is full of stupid stuff.
But that's just one of those, even because it's so ridiculous. It just means absolutely nothing.
Do you think that that is something that has been put together by someone who knows exactly what they're doing?
Maybe.
Or
just a nutcase.
Just a nutcase that someone else...
Just a maniac.
...found.
Yeah, probably.
I mean...
It's probably him doing it on his own. He probably is just... he's escaped from some sort of lunatic asylum or something.
Probably, yeah.
And he thought, quick, I want to get on YouTube. I want to be famous. YouTube famous. So yeah, maybe he's just... I don't know, but
maybe that's how we're all going wrong. We need to come up with something like that.
But I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't.
But
want
that's
to
what
do
it takes to get views.
Pen apple, pine apple pen, whatever the hell it's called. But that's going to be not going to be around for long, is it? That's going to get 10 million views probably, and then disappear.
Yeah.
So would you rather do that or have something that lasts a bit longer?
I'd rather do that.
Yeah, me too.
And then get the hell out.
Yeah. Then we can stop doing this crap. But that's moronic. But then I find most things moronic these days. Hmm. I don't really. We've said this before. We're getting a little bit older, but I don't think that's just the case.
Not that old,
I think though. If you've got a bit of a brain cell,
we are right,
then
actually.
You know you can kind of see things for being completely crap like that. Which just you know I would never watch that again. But I can imagine people watching it over and over and going, "Ah, it's brilliant."
Or is it that stuff you have a lower tolerance as you get older, or stuff just isn't as funny? Stuff just doesn't like. I don't know. In the old days, you'd see something and be like, oh, yeah, that's quite fun. Yeah. Whereas now you're like, I've just lost like a precious 51 seconds of my life.
We haven't got much time left. So
every
second counts for us.
Basically,
now.
Yeah.
So, you know, watching something like that's a minute long, it's not good.
I was thinking about, The X Factor was on the other day. I wasn't watching it. I was doing something else. Right?
Sure, yeah.
Not that I feel I have to qualify myself.
Yeah, well, obviously
you
do.
Which I definitely don't.
Well,
but it was on, and I couldn't help but notice it. And it's more cretinous than ever, if that's possible.
But
do you ever watch it?
I used to watch it, and then I just kind of I got a bit sick of it because it's kind of they just wheel these poor, you know, people out who obviously don't have a very high IQ. They're just kind of, you know, maybe a little bit slow, or they're not the brightest. Tool in the box or whatever, whatever the saying is.
That couldn't
me either, obviously.
That couldn't have been more perfect, should it?
Maybe I should go on X Factor. Yeah, I think I'd do quite well on there. I can sing, right? My mum says I can.
Yeah. Okay.
They kind of wheel them out in front of everyone. And do they still do it in front of the big audience? Or
I don't know. The one I watched was actually people that were really, really good at singing.
Right. Well, that's fine.
I didn't watch the early ones where it's just morons.
Well, that's when they've got, you know, because they obviously show a few good ones on the auditions and stuff. But it's mainly the, you know, the funny ones. Mm. And I was watching it the other week. I was in a pub and it was on the TV, and someone came in, and I think it was a couple or something like that, and you could see they were a bit, you know, they were dressed a bit weirdly and whatever, and they were a bit of an odd looking couple, and they started to sing, and they obviously weren't very good, but literally as soon as they started singing, it just cut to the judges going like this, you know, right in front of them.
Yeah.
You just kind of think, is this still, you know, whatever season, like 20th year that it's been going or whatever, is that still the formula for the show?
Yeah, exactly.
Get someone crap in, they start singing, cut to the judges sniggering like, yeah, good one, you're good, like they're so much better than the people who are coming in and singing for them.
But I wonder if it's tapering off in popularity. So I was thinking about this today, like reality TV, is it going to carry on the way it currently is, or will it have its day? Because we all remember when it first started.
Yeah, Big Brother was the first one, wasn't it?
And now, you know, as you say, you've got these shows, really popular shows like X Factor and Pop Idol, Pop Idol, is that one? What's the other one?
He's going back like 10 years. Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah. And they're, like you say, same formula year after year after year. Are they as popular, or are they tapering off? Because, they're always bringing out new reality TV shows, and a lot of the new ones are kind of much more dramatic. Yeah. So you have things like Bear Grylls, The Island.
Yeah, that's good. I quite like stuff like that.
Which is actually really compelling and interesting because there is... you know, there's an actual real element of peril. It's compelling viewing because it's a bit like watching a drama or a thriller or whatever, but it's actually real.
Yeah.
As opposed to just kind of sitting there sort of squirming in your seat as a sort of 14-year-old girl has all of her dreams crushed.
Well, that's the thing. Could you imagine like the Bear Grylls Island thing if, you know, they're filming it and one of them, you know, they're going to catch some food, they're all starving or whatever. One of them slips on a rock like this, cuts to Bear Grylls behind a bush going...
yeah, cracks her head open, bleeding out. Cuts to him. She's going to be dead. Oh, she is dead. Oh, she is. Yeah. Should we? Not allowed to interfere. Yeah. That's one of the rules. If you interfere, they lose. She's dead.
It's nature, circle of life, isn't it? So, you know, once they're on there, let nature take its course. Mm. But it just, you know, that wouldn't be, you know, they've got a big audience around booing them and stuff when they're, you know, starving to death or whatever. But yeah, I think something like that is a little bit more real, like it's meant to be reality, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that is reality in a way. It's obviously staged because they're on an island and they're out of their normal habitat and whatever.
It does come across as a bit more believable. Yeah. Maybe I'm a bit of a sucker, but things like, I mean, the one that was on recently, which was the celebrity one, which I thought was going to be absolutely crap. Actually, all right.
All right.
Dom Jolly's on there. He's a funny guy. He seems to be a bit of a quite full of himself, though. He was like the leader. He got elected to be the captain. And to be honest, I don't think he did that good a job. No. But it was mildly entertaining. But then this guy from JLS, I can't remember what his name is. He went on there and he openly said at the beginning of the show, I came on because I thought, you know, it's for charity, which is great. And also it's sort of TV land. So, you know, I imagine like we're always going to be like followed around by like helpers and there's going to be like a crew.
They'll bring lunch in at halfway water through.
And that. Yeah. But then actually it seemed to be the case that they didn't get any of that. Mm. In fact, that, you know, if you know the show, they basically get dropped with a very limited supply of water on this island. Mm. No food or maybe some like basic snacks for the
first
few hours.
They have to film it all themselves, don't they?
They film it themselves and they have to go and find a water source and hunt their own food and make fire and make their own shelter, and they have to just do it all by themselves. And they were absolutely horrendous. They were the worst team, this group of celebrities, out of any of the groups that I've seen do it. I mean, the first thing that they did was try and find a beach. They're like, all right, we know there's a beach around here somewhere, like a paradise beach. Okay, let's go there. No one, except for this one guy, was thinking, why are we going to the beach again? Like, what are you going to do when you're on the beach? Like, you need to find fresh water.
Yeah.
You're not going to find fresh water at the beach.
But then you need to have a fresh water source where you're going to camp, don't you? So you need to kind of get to where you're going to camp first, and then instantly, right, half get a fire going and half find water.
Yeah.
That's it then.
Yeah.
But they don't seem to do that. They mess around and, you know, they just go, yeah, we're at the beach. Woo, let's have a swim and stuff. And then they go, oh, it's getting dark now. We better start trying to light a fire. Mm. Then it takes them 15 hours to light a fire.
Well, that's the first thing I do is light a fire. Or two groups, one group fire, the other group water. Forget about a place to camp.
Yeah.
You can be where you are right now.
But I think they have like a day's worth of water, I think, in those big camp things.
Okay. Yeah, but if you haven't found your place to camp by that time.
Yeah.
Don't keep spending more time trying to find Paradise Beach, idiots.
Just find totally anywhere. Yeah.
And when they found the beach, they were all like jumping in, swimming.
Yeah.
And the one guy on the beach was going, what are you doing?
Guys, time's limited, guys.
We haven't eaten for like four days.
This can's empty.
And they're like drinking coconut, water out of coconuts and stuff like that. And
that gives you the
this. Yeah, I know that's what they're saying. Yeah, so don't do that. Then they apparently found a water source and they're like getting really excited. Yeah, fill up the water, take it back. Everyone started drinking it. One of them goes, hang on a minute, this is a bit salty, isn't it?
Yeah, good flavour. That's nice flavour.
Anyway, so that's
I applied to be on that
because it's
way.
Real. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You'd remember, be really good at that.
I applied to be on that after the first series.
I remember,
got turned down.
Yeah.
too good, they said.
Yeah.
No professionals.
No professionals. Yeah. Yeah.
So I was like, okay, fair
enough. For me, I imagine that what's going to happen is, in the future, it's got to get more and more extreme. Mm. Eventually, people are going to get bored, aren't they, of watching people, you know, like sappy people singing.
Yeah.
Like some of the people, don't get me wrong, on Britain's Got Talent and X Factor, are amazing singers. Mm.
But you never hear from them again.
It's a shame they have to go through that process. Yeah, but they go,
you must think, though, all these people who want to be singers and whatever, they look at X Factor year after year. Everyone who wins X Factor or goes on there, there's maybe a handful who've made it, like One Direction or whatever.
Yeah.
They never, you know, they win it all. They get on there and they're like, yeah, my dreams, they're coming true. You know, I want this so much. I've never wanted anything more. You're not going to get anywhere afterwards. You'll have a bit of fame and, you know, you'll make one album and then they'll just dump you.
Yeah.
They've made their money out of you because next year, when the next one rolls around, that's what everyone's interested in. No one's interested in the guy from last year or the winner from last year. Mm. They can barely even remember who it was. Mm. It's just about, all right, who's on the next show? Who's on the next series? And that's all it's about. Because it makes money for the TV show.
They'll be doing the pubs with the sort of strapline as seen on X Factor 2011.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Which is a bit tragic, to
it
be honest.
It is, because...
But if you don't try, you know, if you think you genuinely got a shot, then it's actually probably a really, really good way, because it's basically a launch pad to becoming a superstar.
Yeah.
There's no middle ground. You're not going to go on X Factor and go, oh, well, at the very least, I'll sort of make a living.
Yeah.
Well, you might, but you're probably not going to. Mm. Even in the top, like, 5% of people who enter probably have enough profile from being on enough of the shows to be recognisable and make money out of it, like you say.
I suppose so, yeah.
So I do think, you know, those people probably do come off okay on it, but it's the sort of sense of crushing defeat that I just can't help but feel. Wouldn't it be better working and grinding your way towards something, doing loads of pubs and, you know.
And some of them seem like they've done some of that and then they go on there because they just think, oh, I've been doing it years, you know, maybe I need a bit of a push or, you know, a bit of exposure to get somewhere.
Yeah.
And you wonder if maybe that helps or maybe it's a bit of a hindrance because... Sometimes you never know how things are going to be edited. You might come across like a dick.
And then everyone recognises you. Yeah.
And then you're that guy off, you know, X Factor who kicked up a fuss or, you know, did something wrong or made an idiot of themselves. And you just kind of think, is it worth it?
Yeah.
Because you have no control over it. Once you're on there, that's it.
Basically.
You know, it's up to them. And they're going to do whatever they can to make the ratings good, aren't they? You know, if you have a bit of a meltdown, you have a bad day or something, you know that's going on there.
Yeah.
You know, with all the music behind and then they'll cut to the judges saying stuff, you know, even if they didn't say it at the time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you go off stage, they'll be sniggering and talking to each other. Oh, he was this.
Well, you know they've all signed something to say we can more or less edit this however we want.
Exactly.
Like, even if it wasn't actually you. Like, even if our reaction wasn't a reaction to you.
Oh, yeah.
Don't matter. We can do whatever we please.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll see a reaction with the crowd to, you know, they'll be booing or something to someone else.
Yeah.
And it wasn't you. And it could be anything, like you say.
Because
they always have that on things like Ramsay's Kitchen Nightmares and stuff.
Mm.
At the end, it's got a big disclaimer thing like, certain portion of this were, you know, filmed elsewhere and like the reactions weren't necessarily what they were live or whatever. And you just think, so it's all just been made up basically to make it look like more dramatic than it was
basically. But that's what I mean. So it's TV, to go back to the point, the reality TV, it's going to have to just at some point people are going to get bored of that, so it's got to keep escalating, going up and up and up and up. And I can imagine a time where we almost like black to gladiators. And I don't mean gladiators the TV show. I mean gladiatorial
that would
combat.
Be good. They've already brought that back once.
Gladiators, because that was good. What else is there? At the absolute ultimate conflict is fighting to the death.
Yeah. Well, maybe they will have that. It'll get towards... Because you've got MMA and stuff, which is probably the most violent thing at the minute.
Mm.
So if they go one step beyond that, you know, there's already things on the internet like, you know, unlicensed fighting. I mean, stuff like that around for years. But if they ever, get that on... I suppose as the TV will die out as we know it now, and it will become just online or on your phone, you know, just streaming channels constantly. So you'll be able to get that stuff, I'm sure, eventually. Because you won't have it. There'll be no sort of licensing, really. There'll be no laws of what you can watch on your device or directly into your head or something.
There'll always be laws.
Yeah, but people will get around it.
Yeah.
You'll be able to, there'll be things you can just stream that are illegal, you know, like convicts fighting to the death and stuff like that.
It wouldn't be accepted today. That's the thing. So, you know.
No, probably
not. Back in the day, that's what you did.
Yeah.
You go down the Colosseum and watch some people like fight to the death.
Yeah.
Now, not allowed to. Even if they volunteered to do it.
Yeah. Would you have watched
that? Which many of them didn't. Many of them were slaves, to be fair.
Would you have watched that if you were back in those days?
Would I have watched? I don't know. Because my frame of reference now is so far removed from what it would be back then. It's impossible to say.
But there wouldn't be anything else to do, would there? That would be the entertainment, wouldn't it, of the day? Otherwise,
most people wouldn't be interested. Most people now, normal people, would not want to do that.
No, because you've got, you know, Candy Crush and Flappy Birds and stuff. Oh, yeah, so exactly, much more entertaining.
Well, yeah.
You know, Netflix. You can stream your favourite show. Binge watch.
Yeah.
No need to go down the Colosseum.
Do you binge watch?
Binge watch? What's that? I can't remember the last thing I binge watched. Sons of Anarchy, maybe?
That's a while. It's going back away, isn't it?
Going back a long way. At least a year or two. But no, there hasn't really been anything good that I like.
I basically binge watch stuff which, like YouTube, to be honest, just because it's there. It's just like,
Yeah, I've started doing that, but I find that I just end up watching crap. I
mean, it is, yeah. Exactly. And like
especially
this.
But I find I'll you know, sit there, and if I try not to watch anything on there before I go to bed, because an hour will slip by.
Yeah.
And then I'm watching, you know, how to make a fan out of a banana or something.
I'd like to see that video.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
The tragic thing for me is that, you know, with all the on-demand TV and how easy it is, there have been occasions where I've been sat and I'm thinking, oh, maybe I'll watch that film. And that film that I want to watch is on my shelf.
Yeah.
It's there.
Yeah.
It's about 10 feet away from me. But rather than get up and look for it, or rather than get up and get it, walk over to my Blu-ray player or whatever, DVD player, put it in, wait for it to spin up, wait for the menu, you know. I'd rather sit there and try and find a version that I can watch online, even though
that's probably ridiculous.
Takes longer.
Yeah.
Well, of course it takes longer.
Yeah.
It takes way longer, but I have to get up and go over there.
Yeah.
And I guarantee I'm not the only person that does that.
Probably not.
And it's getting easier and easier and easier because everything's on. If it's not on Now TV, it's on Amazon Prime. If it's not on Prime, it's on Netflix. And, you know, there's like three or four other kind of lesser known ones. And it's just like, now there's no reason to get out of your chair ever. No. You come home, get your dinner, sit down on the sofa. You basically don't need to move apart from going to the toilet for the rest of the night. That's not going to ever change. There's no impetus whatsoever
for
any company to get you up out of your sofa. No. So the entertainment industry is working to get you to stay there in your seat.
Well, it'll be like...
it's tragic.
On that film WALL-E, you know, where they're all the humans are on that spaceship and they're all going around in those hover chairs.
Yeah, they can't actually
and they're all
walk.
Fat because they just they don't get out of the chairs. They don't need to.
If they fall off, they're actually stuck on the ground and someone has to scoop them up.
The little robots come and scoop them back into the chair.
Maybe, you know, that's the... Yeah.
Well, everything's connected now as well. So you can, you know, you can have your phone and you can, you know, get something and watch it, press a button... And boom, it's on your TV.
Yeah.
So you can watch it on your TV. So you literally don't need to... You've got the entire back catalogue of everything in your hand that you can watch on your TV at any time. So if people want to do that, why would they get up? Why would they go and do something else? Like you say, even when you've got something that's 10 feet away, you can't be bothered to even get up and get it.
Yeah.
But that'll just get worse. That will just get way worse. Think 10 years ago, it was nothing like it is now. Imagine another 10 years.
And
it's going to be horrendous.
As a species, if that sort of behavior is encouraged, eventually we're going to run out of people who want to get up and actually do stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And make stuff and design stuff. Young people will want to get in jobs where it's basically easy.
Yeah, yeah.
They want to do the hard jobs.
That's already kind of, to a certain extent, happening now.
But I suppose so. But to be fair, that's probably not a very fair point because it depends on what, you know, let's face it, a large number of the jobs today that are furthering, let's say, science are fairly sedentary jobs, probably.
Yeah.
Apart from, like, unless you're like, you know, working on the Large Hadron Collider, whatever you call it, and like up in Switzerland. and walking up miles and miles and miles of pipe work and tunnel, kind of fiddling around with all that stuff, or working at NASA or something like that. You're probably working at a desk doing some, you know, whether you're doing chemistry, biology, whether you're doing website design, whatever, you're probably working at a desk. So that side of the problem, as in we're all just sedentary and become kind of soft blobby monsters, isn't going to go away.
No.
But I suppose it's not fair to say that innovative people will go away. I just wonder if the temptation, as I find, to kind of not really do anything, can't come home in the evening and not really do much of anything, because it's very easy to just have that quick gratification, instant gratification in entertainment with the computer that's in your hand, rather than get up and say, oh, I should play my guitar really, because I haven't played that in ages, or maybe I'll do a painting or something creative. You know what I mean?
Well, I think once we get to the point where you can pop on a little headset, you know, like these virtual reality things, once they get that nailed, where you can maybe put on a suit, you put on this thing, earphones, and you're completely immersed in
wearing a suit,
whatever,
like a
you're
tie,
looking. No, no, like a, it's a special, shiny shoe. Special suit, top hat and tails. Yeah. It's a special suit that, you know, it's got vibration or pressure points in it or whatever.
Yeah, they've got stuff like that already.
Yeah, well, when they perfect it, so that whatever you see, if you're playing a game or you're doing something, you can feel it, like you feel it in the suit. So if you get punched, it does a punch.
Yeah, they can do that. They can do
okay,
that.
Okay, well, when they get that for everyone,
they can already.
Okay, well, I'm not up on this stuff,
they
all right?
Do it.
But once they get all that perfected, that's just something that you can go down the shop and buy, you know, get it with your PS4, whatever.
Yeah.
Comes as a bundle.
PlayStation VR.
The lethargic.
That's already a thing.
Slob bundle, once that we perfect that, especially with the sort of saucy side of things.
Got that as well.
That'll be game over for the human race.
They've got stuff you can strap to yourself.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, there you go then. Well, we're not far away from it then.
Another
couple
of
years. Oh, totally.
It's the beginning of the end of society.
Because imagine how many guys out there will just start going, you know what, not the best looking guy, I'm not in shape, I can't be bothered to, you know, work hard to look good.
It's too risky.
Better myself to get a girlfriend or whatever, so why don't I just spend £400 on this thing, come home at night, slip the suit on, pop myself into this tube, and then boom, I'm in a, you know, this like Second Life type
ultimate
thing,
fantasy
where I'm you know, some jacked beefcake, can play the guitar in a rock band, footballer, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, gets all the girls, really rich. Why wouldn't you? You know, well, I mean, I personally
because
wouldn't.
Because it's not real. And deep down inherently, you would know that. And I believe that, you know, yes, I do think there's a future where you don't leave your house. Everything's delivered. You already have that. Yeah.
But everyone who plays computer games is going into a fantasy world of sorts.
Yeah.
And think how many people, millions of people, play those for hours on end. So if you can then upgrade that to, you know, so it's almost real.
Yeah.
And you can feel it and you can experience it and see it and hear it and everything as if it was almost real.
Yeah.
As close as you could get.
Yeah.
Where you can have anything. You could fly, you can do whatever. People will get sucked into that and they will not want to come out into
life. We're not far off that.
And I think that will just, that will be a huge thing in society where you see a massive shift in the way the world works.
I don't know. The only thing that would hold that back is the fact that everyone has to make money. So you will have to have a job.
Oh yeah. Well, you'll go to the, but you go and work for 8 hours and then home.
Yeah. Yeah. So you'll be a recluse.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know if it would, I don't know how much of an impact it would have on society in that regard. Would it?
Not the economy.
Maybe socially. Socially. Maybe we just stop interacting.
There'll be, you know, the streets and stuff will be
deserted in the
wasteland.
Night. Yeah.
It'll be crazy. Everyone will just be at home.
Yeah.
You know, you're interacting with each other in these worlds where you can, I mean, you do it on headsets and stuff with computer games at the minute, but you know, be like, oh, I'll see you down the bar, like the virtual bar, and everyone goes down there and they're, you know, looking like however they want to look, their avatars, they've made up.
Yeah.
It'll just be weird and it'll be just, I don't know, it'll just be so strange.
But I can see, I can imagine there being it going the other way, and at some point it reaches a point at which there's a digital, if you want to use that term, digital is kind of a term now that's almost everything is digital, so yeah. It almost seems a bit silly to kind of say digital something, because the things which are not digital that are part of our day-to-day lives are kind of becoming less and less.
Tape players.
Food's not digital. Yeah. But what else isn't? Your clothes? Okay. Well, your watch is now, and, you know, it has been for a long time. All those things eventually will just become such a kind of a saturated part of your life that I can see there being like a rebellion against that.
Yeah.
So people start going, do you know what? It's enough. Mm. Like, I'm surprised it hasn't happened already, but, you know, and I'm sure there are subsets of society that say, no, we're not doing this, but there's going to come a point where your home is so invaded by technology. Everything is wired up.
Yeah.
I can imagine us going, do you know what? This is too much.
Mm.
And it almost kind of going back the other way.
Well, that's what I want
to
do.
A regression to simpler times. Mm. But en masse, not the niche, but en masse, like almost a divide. Yeah. That would be really interesting.
It'd be good, I think, if that did happen.
Mm. And you could then foresee, because there are businesses who are making products which are, you know, distressed furniture and stuff like that. Oh, let's have a bit of the old fashioned, the kind of the old in the house. But then at the same time, you go out and in that same shopping trip, you buy like the latest massive screen TV or whatever and Chromecast. It's like, well, kind of in two.
Just things. Nail some wood to it.
So it's like we
give it a nice varnish.
Inherently want to bring along with us or surround ourselves with things that remind us of the old, like the analog, so that we don't, you know, I wonder if that kind of somewhere deep down we want to hang on to that.
Mm.
So that we don't feel like our whole life is just completely synthetic.
Yeah.
But eventually you'll be able to decorate your house with a button.
Yeah.
So all your walls would be coated by some kind of digital thing. And you paper say, we redecorate.
Stuff,
okay, what do you want to do? Do you want to paint? Everyone hates painting and wallpapering. Or do you want to pay like £500 or whatever, £1,000? Which is what you pay someone to decorate your house anyway, or, you know, whatever you think your time's worth.
Yeah.
And buy the equipment to have some kind of projection on your perfectly white walls across it, crisp holographic projection of whatever design you want. Mm. You can go on the IKEA website or, you know, whatever website and just go click.
Mm.
Yeah, it's fine.
But it wouldn't have to be static. It could be, like a video of a woodland or something, the ocean or something like that.
Mm.
You could live in a little tiny box in the middle of the city and have an ocean view around.
Yeah, totally.
Your flat. It'd be crazy.
Yeah, and then you get your oh, I want a distressed look. Oh, okay, yeah, great. Oh, can we get like an old grandfather clock? Like, how old do you want it? Can have it as old as you want. 100 years old? Yeah, sure, okay. Oh, I've now got a 100-year-old grandfather clock in my house. Well, you haven't, have you?
No.
And you lost it at that point. Someone's got to go, hey, this ain't right.
You're now mental. But that's where we're heading, and I think it won't be that long. I think, you know, 2020, 2025, something like that.
You'd like to think it'd be in our lifespan we start to see weird stuff like that.
Oh, easily.
I mean, they're talking about colonizing Mars. Yeah. Like Elon Musk.
That's weird.
SpaceX.
That's weird enough.
Like, I think it's SpaceX. It might not be SpaceX, but I know that Elon Musk has got plans to colonize Mars in like the next 20, 30 years or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like they're already talking about the idea that we'll need to collect a group of people who are up for a one-way trip, like a one-way colonization.
They've already got.
You can't come back.
They've already got some people for that.
You go there and stop. Yeah, there may be people already put themselves on list. I don't think they're going to be there. The technology's going to be there in time. I reckon those people are going to be too old by the time it actually happens, actually get to go to Mars. Too many things are going to go wrong between now and then, but there will be a time.
In your son's lifetime.
In my son's lifetime.
Definitely.
People are going to be going on. They're going to be going, well, see you later. Where are you going? Just pop into Mars.
Yeah. Won't be back.
Won't be back.
I'd hate to live up there. That'd be horrendous. Just living on, you'd never see trees and stuff again. You'd never see the ocean. Oh, that'd be horrendous. I mean, it would be kind of.
It's desolate, isn't
cool
it?
Cool to be able to look out and see Earth, I guess.
For a bit.
A telescope.
But
or
just
whatever,
go to a desert here.
Yeah,
you go to a desert here.
Yeah,
you've more or less seen
with
Mars.
some of those like red lens glasses.
Yeah,
and then just walk around like, yeah, this is good. Yeah,
yeah.
I'll probably just go home now.
Yeah,
like rather than being thousands of miles, however many miles away it is.
I think it's 1,000 miles.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, maybe just over
slightly over. Slightly over.
Yeah,
but then you can say, oh, but you'll be able to see the Earth. Like, okay,
but can you though?
Oh, there's Earth over there. Oh, is it where?
Yeah. But you wouldn't be able to see it from Mars because you can't see Mars from here unless you've got a telescope. Yeah, it's not like you can just look over the horizon and be like, oh, look, there's Mars. Clear as day.
Yes, you're right. You'd need a very powerful telescope, of course. Yeah, because Mars would just appear to be a star, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I suppose. Well, yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose you're right.
I mean, you get to be in space, so you'd see Earth as you
were
leaving.
On the way out, yeah, on the way out.
But then that'd be the last good thing you saw.
Like, oh, I left the thing.
Yeah, I've left the oven on.
Can we go back?
Oh, no. I think I've left the iron on the ironing board. Oh, no. Yeah, well, too late.
Yeah, I don't think that.
There's no irons on Mars. Just crumple. Everyone would look scruffy, wouldn't they, the whole time?
Yeah.
Just bedraggled.
You'd be wearing a spacesuit, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you can't really iron a spacesuit, can you?
Spacesuit?
What
have you been drinking?
Only coffee, vanilla, and chocolate.
Really,
you made me that.
I didn't bring any water along.
Well.
And I don't mind telling you, I am really thirsty right now.
Well, you better just suck it up. You had a Coke, didn't you?
Can we hit some of the topics that you've had written down for about 3 weeks?
Oh, right,
some of them are mental,
right?
And each week we don't get to them.
Okay, let's go then. Let's work through some of these.
Topic number one.
Here we go. Went up to see my grandma a while back.
Oh yeah, how is she?
Good.
She doesn't text anymore.
No, she can't use a phone. Her phone. She's got a landline, and it's one of those old people ones with the massive buttons on.
Oh yeah.
So the numbers are like this big, so she can just be like. Works
a proper like landline.
Apparently that's all she's got. Yeah, she's 85 years old. I can't use one of those. It's too. The numbers are too small. She can't see
it. I used to love those rotary dial.
They were so you could kill a man with one of those. So they were heavy. Like they got lead in the bottom.
I
of
I don't
them
know why they were so heavy though.
No, because when you do that, it needs to be heavy. Otherwise, it just fly off the.
That's very true.
Table, wouldn't
ergonomics.
It?
Ergonomics.
Yeah.
Watch him smack his mic.
Yeah, but then, well, that's what would happen.
Yeah.
It wasn't heavy, it wasn't weighted down.
Do you think we'll be like that? As a slight aside,
what
do you think? There'll come a point at which we stop buying new stuff.
Yeah,
so say like
I don't buy new stuff
this,
now.
This could be
look at this and
the last tablet you buy,
probably. Yeah, if admittedly, well, if it doesn't break down, why buy
it
a new?
It already
one?
Looks about 5 years old.
Well, I don't buy new stuff unless it breaks down. But I know you that, stay on
the
bleeding
sort of thing
edge.
That an old person like, would say,
yeah, but
like, this is perfectly
the
good.
Thing.
This old like 1975 Ford. Totally fine.
Well, if it still works, it is fine.
It's not fine, though. Look at it.
But if it still works, why is it not fine?
If it still works,
because if you're buying something that's new and flashy to replace something that's not broken or still working, the only reason you're doing that is to look cool.
Well, no, because it's
in front of your neighbours or whatever.
No, because it's improved performance. So
it doesn't matter, does it? Because the other one that you had before was fine before, so why is it all of a sudden?
But what defines fine?
Well, why did you buy it in the first place, then?
Because at the time, it was the best option... And most and that I could afford, but now there's something that I can afford that's way better.
But it's only your perception of the new thing that makes it seem better.
It could be objectively way better. It could be twice as fast. It'd hold twice as much data.
But if the one you had before was fast enough when you bought it, why do you need something faster? Why do you always need the better, crisper, faster, more memory, more RAM?
Depends what you're trying to do. Why have you upgraded your phone?
Because my other one was broken.
Okay, why did you upgrade that one from the one before?
Because it was broken.
Well, you're buying really terrible phones.
No, they last a long time. They last 2 to 3 years.
Right. Okay, so the question is, and I think I know the answer. Right. Will you get to a point where you stop buying new things, full stop? Or have
I've already reached that point? Yes.
So you will not buy anything more.
Unless the thing that I've got needs replacing.
So you're like what? Mid to late 50s?
80s. Yeah.
And you're like what? 34 now?
34 years of age.
34.
Yes.
So let's say... You know, conservative estimate, realistic estimate, you live another 10 years.
Yeah. if that.
Now let's say you live another.
I'm going to live till I'm over 100.
I know you always say you're going to live forever.
No, over 100.
But.
Guaranteed. Touch wood. No, I'm going to live over 100. That's my lifetime goal is 100 plus.
Right, let's entertain
aim
that.
High.
Let's entertain that incorrect dream.
Mm.
That means you've got 66 years left. So,
not long.
This in 66 years.
I'm not going to need it in 66 years, am I?
It's going to look like a. Why do you mean? Why aren't you going to need it?
Because once I get my cottage out in the woods.
Are you going to. It's going to be a non digital person.
All this technology is going to straight on the fire.
How are you
going to
do this show?
I'll just call in on my big phone with the big numbers. Hey, well, Ben, how are you doing? Press record, lad.
Mm.
Hello.
Don't you think it's hard to imagine a future where you probably feel like this now, where you look around and you just don't understand anything? Because right now I feel like I more or less understand most of it. Except one thing I cannot get my head around. Instagram stories, they are needlessly oblique. They're just... what?
Well, you tried that last week.
How does that work? And it turns out, apparently, I tried to do it on Instagram. Mm. I must have posted like three different things and then immediately deleted them. All I wanted to do, right, was string together a video, some photos into like a little narrative. Could I do that? No. Turns out you have to do it at the time. So in the morning, you have to take a photo. You post that. That's your story, just that photo. Yeah. And then later, you add a video.
And it adds
that
gets to added. It.
Then you watch that. That's your story at that time.
Right.
But who's telling you how to do that? No one.
You don't.
And the interface,
if you're young enough,
is one of the
enough,
worst.
You just know.
Well, that's the thing. Apparently, it's designed to be. Well, maybe not that, but I certainly heard that Snapchat was designed to be deliberately, difficult to understand.
For old people.
Because if you don't get it,
mm,
or you don't know enough people that are also on it, okay, friends, then you probably shouldn't be using it.
No.
So
who are you posting to? Nobody.
Yeah.
You know, your grandma and your mum.
Yeah. I set up the Absolute Peach Snapchat. So if you want to add the Absolute Peach on Snapchat, you can.
Are you actually going to be
doing
stuff on there? I
don't know. But if you send me some snaps...
Snaps. I'll snap your back.
Send some snaps to the Absolute Peach.
Yeah.
And,
nothing saucy.
I will embarrass myself for your enjoyment.
It'll just be pictures of you, like, sort of looking, like, confused at the camera.
With
very
glasses, just sort of going, looking over. Yeah. Because I'm long-sighted without them. Yeah. And near-sighted with them, or however that works. I'll be like, all right.
Yeah. Maureen!
I'll be like,
I think the Snapchat's...
Are you trying to snap again?
We've got some snaps coming through, but I can't see them. I don't think it's working.
Look at this. Oh, dear. don't worry about it. Oh, dear. Oh, no.
Yeah. So
send us some snaps.
Get on that, yeah. What's the...
Keep it above the waist.
What's the...
What?
Not necessarily true. What's the...
Have you got one?
What's the name?
Snapchat.com.
Yeah.
It's what? The Absolute Peach. It might be Absolute Peach, actually.
Mate,
my phone battery's died.
Mind up.
I can't remember. It's probably Absolute Peach,
probably,
to be honest.
Yeah.
I sound like such an old bastard.
Exactly.
I hate that about myself.
Oh, it could be. I don't know. I can't remember.
I'm still in those awkward sort of early 30s years where I'm still thinking.
In denial. Yeah.
I'm fine.
I'm hit.
I've got it. Don't worry. Don't tell me anymore. I've got it.
Yeah. Read the manual. Don't think so. I already know.
Didn't want to post that.
Anyway, as I was saying, visited my grandma a while back, and she lives in this small village up north.
Hmm.
And I presume the village she lives in must be mainly inhabited by the older generation.
Right.
It's quite a sleepy little village, you know. Hmm. There's not much going on. Hmm. Quite quiet.
It wasn't when you got there.
No.
You got there.
Boombox on my shoulder.
Everyone's doors open.
Yeah, no.
Here comes Joe.
Yeah, here he is. Hey, party.
Here comes young man. Hello, young man.
Hello. Hello, dear.
It's that one young man who visits the village occasionally.
Yeah. And they've got a little, you know, as most villages do, a little local village shop. Mm. And it's, I don't know if it's a, it's probably a spa
it's
or something.
It's a bit of a time
like
capsule, this
little bit,
this
yeah.
Village, yeah.
A little bit. And I was there with my dad, and I said, what's that on the... On the outside of the shop, there was a sort of like a box, you know, like a Perspex box with something inside it. It looked sort of like a medical piece of medical equipment.
Right.
And he said, that's a defibrillator. I said, why is there a defibrillator on the outside of the local village shop?
Okay, yeah.
And he said, a lot of people around here have heart attacks. So there's one there in case someone has a heart attack.
Wow.
They can knock it open, get it out, shock them back to life.
Go on with their like, day.
Nope. Go back, yeah, you can go get your Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, yeah,
right,
exactly.
In you go. Yeah. Oh, cheers for that. Oh. Yeah, pop that back. Make sure you lock it, yeah? We don't want it going missing.
Third time this week.
But I just thought, what the hell? And apparently there's people in the village who are trained to use it. Right. So if someone
older
is...
Older people, other old people.
But I presume so, or maybe there's a few young'uns.
Yeah.
So if someone... gets, you know, falls down, whatever, boom, press the alarm, guess that goes through to whoever's trained in there, they come running out, what's happening? Oh, Maureen's having another funny turn. Yeah. Boom, get that out. Zap her back to life.
Yeah.
Put her back on a gym frame.
Oh, Maureen.
Goes. Like, not again, I told you, you know.
You're on the battery flat.
But I just thought, you know, that's crazy. I'd never, ever heard of anything like that.
I would never imagine that was a thing. That's the sort of thing which would be in a comedy sketch.
Yeah, but it's real. Yeah. Real life.
Wow. So they know.
So it must just be, there's a lot of old people there.
Yeah.
And it must have happened a lot that someone said, you know what we need? We need a public defibrillator.
Where should you put it? Outside the spa, of course. Yeah. That's where everyone has their heart attacks for some reason.
Apparently, yeah. Commonplace.
Yeah. What, is there like a serial killer that works at the spa or something? Every time they go in, he threatens them with a knife.
And just jumps out. Jumps out with a little ghost.
We're thinking about that guy. Maybe if we didn't employ him. Yeah. Which one? You know, the serial killer one. Oh, yeah, I know the one, yeah.
Maybe it just looks really menacing.
Yeah, we wouldn't need the deep reductor. No. Tell you what, get the deep defibrillator anyway. We'll see how we go.
Yeah.
I mean, why there?
Who knows?
Is there a hospital?
But I think that's maybe in the middle of the village, the shop. Probably.
So it's literally just a village with a shop. Everyone just shops there.
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Must be making
sweet buns.
Mad coin. Yeah.
Everything's £100.
Spa is not cheap. No. Spa is one of the more expensive, I would say, of your sort of, what would you say, sub...
I don't know.
Sort of secondary supermarket. It's not even a supermarket, really, is it?
It's
like a one-stop.
Yeah. It's no Happy Shopper, is it?
Oh, I don't know. Like, do you see them?
Yeah, you still get them up north.
Do you?
I used to, anyway.
Still get everything up north, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Still down the mines up there. Do you know about down the mines?
No, my granddad used to.
I know, I remember you saying it, actually.
Yeah, not anymore. All the mines are closed.
Yeah.
In the 80s. Yeah. Get up to date, old man.
A pity.
Jeez.
Could do with some coal.
Yeah. Mm. Need a bit of coal. Power all this, these lights.
Yeah.
These blinding lights we've got in here.
Those lights are so bright.
Yeah. I have a headache normally after the
show. Yeah, I do as well.
Probably from your voice.
But it lights us up so nicely. But it makes me blink a lot. Like, you might have noticed in the last couple of videos, I'm like this. Oh, yeah, so blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, basically, yeah. And I'm just blinking constantly because it's so bright. I wish we could show you. Should take a photo for the gram. That's what you should do, is take a photo from the opposite angle.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So they can see what we see.
Yeah, okay. That'd be interesting for nobody.
I'm trying to come up with content here.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got content for you. Throwing it back in my face.
I went camping a while back in the New Forest.
Mm. I thought you were always camping.
No.
That is the end of the show.
The end of that chapter.
We will not be doing any more shows. Thank you.
I went camping in the New Forest and had a small little tent. And it was one of those tents with a little porch at the front.
He's arrogant.
Well, no, it's like a...
Who do you think
about
you
this
are?
Big?
The tent's got a porch.
It was, you know, it's tiny. It's like just a little opening.
Do you remember when we went camping?
Yeah, in the rain.
Yeah.
A romantic one.
Haven't been since, have we?
No.
Cooked sausages together.
Yeah. Cup of tea.
Yeah.
It was nice, that, wasn't it?
It was raining. Mm. Barbecuing sausages in the rain.
Yeah.
Got back on our bikes.
We got some photos of that. Weren't they in tapas?
We called it the absolute trek.
Yeah.
What's tapas?
Something old. You don't need to know about it. It's gone now. More the pity. I was camping in my fancy tent. And in the New Forest, which is local to around here, there's wild ponies and horses and stuff. And they said, watch out because they'll munch your food if you leave anything out. So I thought, okay, won't leave anything out. Pop everything in the porch. Should be safe.
Yeah.
All the breakfast stuff, we had some, you know, nice bread and some veggies and stuff like that for breakfast. Woke up in the morning, all been eaten. A horse had somehow got into the tent without waking us up, munched everything, and buggered off.
Right.
Unbelievable.
So it was zipped.
Had nothing. It was all zipped up. It must have smelled it.
Did he zip it up after himself?
It was in a plastic bag as well. Mm. It was all in a bag tied up.
Well, he
must have got in, snaffled it, walked off to the next tent. But unbelievable. So I was hungry, starving hungry.
So it was just lying stuck out. In the food was just lying out.
It wasn't
out.
Just strewn around,
well,
no.
It sounds like it was. How would you
Because it was in
there?
A box. It must have, like, untied
like
the bag.
A cardboard box.
No, a bag, like a you know,
it was an open
a plastic bag
strewn not, across the grass.
It might not have been tied up,
right?
But I didn't think it's going to get in a tent. Well, what's this? A bag? Yeah, I know how to get in there. Stick its nose in, munch everything that was in packets. So I must have munched the packet till it came open. And all of this, and I didn't wake
and
up.
You didn't hear it.
Didn't hear it, didn't wake up.
Rustling,
nothing.
Like.
Probably, yeah. But I didn't hear anything.
Good one. So what did she do?
Just had to go to a cafe. Bunce.
Yeah.
Trying to save some cash.
Yeah. Meanwhile, while, you know, dead making whore, a picnic. Dead pony around, choked on plastic.
Yeah, pretty much.
Thanks to your carelessness.
Yeah, no, not really.
What will you do next time?
Buy a cool box.
Buy a cool
and put
box.
Wrap barbed wire around it.
Wrap barbed wire around
yeah.
it. Poisoned.
Tip, yeah. Yeah, poison all the food.
Like,
just in case.
Biro, yeah. Or like pencils sticking in all directions with, you know.
Or just get a big...
Poison tipped.
Big mouse trap.
Mm.
With a bit of... What the horse is normally horse food?
I don't know.
Bit of cheese.
I was going to say horse cheese, which I don't know what that is.
Horse, just a big bit of cheese.
Yeah. Because you said mousetrap, I thought, well, obviously it's cheese.
Yeah, you can't.
So it's just a question of what kind of cheese.
Yeah.
No, put a mousetrap with all your food on it.
Well, yeah, but well, then what am I going to eat?
Well, it's not going
to. I'll eat the horse once it's in the morning.
Yeah. It's just his tongue stuck in it going, this is awkward.
Well.
Sorry about it.
Yeah. What were you doing? I was just passing by.
I know. I was just
checking to make sure no one else was eating your food.
Yeah.
And I accidentally just dragged my tongue across this mousetrap.
I've got a slack tongue condition.
Yeah.
It does happen from time to time. And honestly, and these guys, don't pay any attention to these guys either. But why is that one wearing a bib? Why is that one got a knife and fork in his hooves?
Why have you got horse cheese crumbs around your mouth? Oh, no, that's from like the other time. That was from yesterday, actually, yeah.
Why are you wearing a picnic blanket across your back?
Yeah, so that happened.
Yeah.
Which was fun.
Good.
So, yeah, next time. Pro tip, when you go camping, take a bag that's sealed.
Mm. Or don't take a bag, because obviously horses can eat through bags.
A sealed bag. Like a proper bag, not a plastic one. You know, a food bag.
Did you see horses on your way there before you put your tent up?
Yes. Right. They were roaming around everywhere. And cows.
Were they very near your tent?
Yeah.
So you left food unsecured.
They looked really hungry as well.
In the front, the very thin, thinly covered.
Well, I didn't think,
front
did
porch
I?
Of your tent.
You would have done the same.
Right.
Where would you have put your food then?
In a locked box.
Yeah.
With a...
Whatever.
With a coat.
In your main... Not You wouldn't put it in your main tent part, though, would you?
Yeah.
Because that's where you sleep. You don't want food, then.
Just hold it.
Like that.
Just cuddle it.
Axe in one.
That's my food, that is.
Yeah. Fist clenched.
Yeah.
Cocked and ready to go.
With one eye open.
Yeah. Well, that's the condition you've got, and it's nothing to do with keeping an eye out for horses, you know. So.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. No, nice. Yeah.
I was... I made my way back to the gym recently.
Oh, yeah.
Of course,
I was going to say you're looking pretty beef.
Extremely stiff neck and back at the moment.
Really?
I think it's poor posture.
Mm.
Anyway, I made my way back to the gym. That's nothing to do with this, but I made my way back to the gym. I haven't been out of the gym for like a month.
Yeah.
Probably more than that, 5 weeks. And...
Lost his gains.
Lost a bit of the old enthusiasm for it, to be honest.
Mm.
Meanwhile, this one... Twice a day.
I haven't been for about a week, though, because I had a bad gum.
Yeah. Bad gum.
Bad gum, yeah.
What do you mean, a bad gum?
Bad gumming.
What do you mean, a bad gum?
The old mouth.
You had bad gums?
Well, just one gum.
What is one gum?
Part of it at the back.
But what do you mean it's not a gum, is it?
Yeah, it's the gum at the back.
I've got a bad gum. Oh, right, yeah, that's a thing people say.
The back gum.
The back gum.
The bit of the back of your teeth, like... Beyond the back tooth.
You call them your gums, right?
Yeah, it's but it's not gums. All of it, is it?
It's not a gum.
But it is.
Which one? Which gum do you
mean? The back at the bottom.
Oh, that one. What do you mean, that one?
All
you
right.
Maniac. Get out of my surgery.
So you go into the dentist. Oh, what's wrong with you? Oh, I've got bad gums.
Yeah.
Oh, let's have a look.
Yeah. Whereabouts?
Where is it then?
Would say, where on your gums?
Which gum? The back
which
one.
Which gum? So what do you think your gum is made up of? Bits like your teeth, do you?
All right, well, it's all connected, I guess, but the top and bottom's not connected.
Yeah.
I guess it is if you go at the back, like, it goes around, doesn't it? Round the jaw.
Right.
Well, yeah, because it's all connected at some point,
not
isn't
with
it?
Gums.
Yeah.
Are your gums linked top and bottom at the back?
Well, no, but with a bit of skin. It's kind of gum skin, isn't it? Like the, yeah. All right, well.
Excuse me, doctor. I've got a bad gum. I'm sorry, did you say E bad gum? No, I said I've got a bad gum.
This is how you think.
It's a specific gum.
This is how you think everyone up north speaks, isn't it? Once they hit the age of sort of 20 or 30, they all speak like that.
Yeah.
That's not how it is.
I was chewing some taffy and I said to Michelle, did you say yours?
Michelle.
I said, I think I got a bit of a bad gum.
No, what is wrong with gum. You? All right, gums then. Which gum? Back. Which part of the gums? That's what I should have said.
Back gum. Which gum exactly? The back gum. All right, the back gum. Nurse, can you bring the back gum diagram out, please? You can point where his dodgy gum is.
Well, he knew what I meant. The dentist knew, so I'd trust his judgment more than yours.
He was going.
A trained professional. It's like X Factor all over again.
Was he constantly going, excuse me, yeah. I've got some kind of blockage on my nose.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm.
And completely involuntary.
Yeah, she was just like,
keep saying gum.
She said gum.
He's got a bad gum.
He said gum.
Keep saying gum. You can stop saying gum now. If you keep your mouth open, please, sir.
Yeah, no, I'm saying.
I'm trying to look in your mouth, sir. My instrument's all inside your mouth.
Why have I turned into an 80-year-old northern man?
I'm going to wiggle around. Gum.
Unbelievable.
Is that or is that not what you said?
Yes.
Yes. Or no?
Yes. 100% word for word. That's and neat. Exactly how I said it too.
That's niche.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and then what happened?
Didn't go to the gym for a week because I had a bad gum.
What's that got to do with anything?
Had bad gums.
But what is the bad gum got to do with the gym?
Because it was hurting.
So?
Oh, all right, tough guy. Yeah. Well, my hand got chopped off the other day. Still went to the gym, though. Just lifted with a stump. Yeah. Stabbed a hook into the end, grabbed the bar, and just carried on.
That's exactly the same.
Yeah.
That's identical.
Well, I'd like to see what you'd have done if you had the same thing.
I'd be like,
it's like, I'll be like, all in there, swollen
lifting.
Up.
Some guy would be like, come over. You know, mate, you're like a bit of a bad gum. I'd be like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Lifting more, if anything.
Yeah.
Really?
More power.
Don't you use your gum? We all use, guys, do you guys use your gum to lift, right? Oh, yeah. Obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me, pass me that, please. Okay. Can you spot me? Oh, I'm sorry, now I've got a bag. A gum.
Classic idiot.
Absolute moron.
Thanks.
Can we do a brief wrap-up at the end?
No.
Time box it, 30 seconds.
What do you mean?
This
Rap Water
YouTube show, be it only the third episode or fourth or something, it has been running in parallel with our audio podcast.
Yeah.
And that audio podcast has been going since 2007.
Mm-hmm.
But our latest series, Series 11, has now come to an end. Series 11, Episode 20. The reason I'm telling you all of this is because you may be listening to this on podcast or YouTube. Mm-hmm. One thing I want to stress is, if you are listening to one podcast, we're not ditching podcasting, but I would strongly recommend you go onto YouTube and subscribe to us there, because that's where our focus is at the moment.
All the new stuff.
And all the new stuff's going to be on YouTube.
The best stuff.
So if you're not on the YouTube, you're missing out on all the gum news. Mm. Gum watch. Have you got 20 gums, mate?
That's niche.
YouTube.com/TheAbsolutePeach, or just search for it. That's it, really. That's all I wanted to say. Follow Instagram, The Absolute Peach. Follow The Absolute Joe on Instagram. He's getting rather popular now.
God, blowing up.
He likes to think.
Blowing up.
He's always posting stuff.
Yeah.
There we go.
The Absolute Peach.
The end of a series. I've got such a headache.
Yeah.
From these lights.
I am quite thirsty as well.
Yeah.
I should have had some water.
I don't know what to do about that.
Thanks for not offering me any.
Maybe we should wear sunglasses. We're talking about YouTube.
We look cool then as well. That class it up a little bit, eh? Sunglasses. Who cares?
Stay tuned. for whatever comes next. Not sure what is coming next yet, because we like to do things in series on the podcast, as you know. So it's nice to wrap up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wrap up the end of the series.
Wrap it up.
What comes next?
If you haven't already, check us out on YouTube. Subscribe, because you'll see all the new stuff on there. New videos. We've got some ideas for stuff coming up, so get over there.
Yeah.
Join in.
Send us a tweet. Twitter.com/AbsolutePeach. Podcast@theabsolutepeach.com if you're still using email. Grandma. Hey.